and waiting for the radical change, old problems get newer answers, going ever more astray. And having a clear mission, our only hesitation will be on the actual execution. And while the wheel itself could grow into a pool of its own, social education only flushes it into one of its channels. We polish and pollute the surface in different ways, yet under the sun our universal wandering is always the same. And only through a constant process of knowing we will get to love the hated ones and hate the loved ones. And as soon as something becomes the answer for everything, humans lose touch with their nature and become blind fanatics. And we shall always try to deem too much good with some bad, else too much bad will follow. And by acknowledging that any form of power is unnatural, our only preoccupation should be that of detaching ourselves from its unavoidable self-destruction. And while the main conflict is between the settled and the unsettled, the only way they can spiritually benefit is from each other. And humans keep denigrating the fact that there is no knowledge without first-hand experience of its matter. And the more the owner understands the temporality of its property, the more it can communicate goodness to us. And uniqueness is actually the result of our adherence to our own nature. And while keeping balanced, we ought to create imbalance for the student to find a balance of its own. And the death of humanity lies in a framework in which all choices have been already pre-configured. And while very few will be able to master the oceans, the very most will always think of it as a pool of water. And in the process of social normalization, even the manifestation of life gets normalized to the point that it transforms in the manifestation of death. And people without faith will be attacked, while people with faith will self-destruct. And waiting for a redemption from our social captivation, all we ought to make sure is that we keep fresh. And since the industry will never activate itself for smaller spiritual purposes, the latter ought to activate their own smaller type of industries. And why playfulness is likely to go viral if done for its own sake is likely not to regenerate. And our spiritual drive ought to be so encompassing that it stands above all other passions, yet nourishing the passion of others. And most importantly, what we think we were shouldn't hinder what we could actually be. And we maintain most elemental identities, and only if we have anything in common we are able to dig in into one another. And we enrage as soon as the new replaces the old, and yet the old replaced something even older. And the so-called nobles appropriate themselves with the sides of nobility, thus hindering the real nobles to leave them. and poetry cannot be communicated, as it cannot be undressed of its aura as the contemporary medium requires. And the only way to make people reason is to make them realize that they may lose their comfort zone. And simplicity is always around the corner, yet to reach it we ought to get lost in a maze of complexity. And no matter our professional disguise, profit in the end is always made by gate keeping. And to be in doubt is our salvation against any dominating ideology and its counterpart. And in the end, the dominant mentality of a society will come to permeate any attempt of alternative individuality. And while free we generalize, in our captivation our nourishment is in the details. As in a dream, persisting in our nature will be catapulted into many different realities. And whether public or private, bind any imperialistic form lies the need for an opulent commodity. And those explicitly avoiding forms of oppression will grow self-oppressed. And a drastic renewal doesn't take into account that it will need to be renewed drastically. And the bad ones become good ones because they gain enough power to do so. And in the hybridifications of the two fighting polarities lies the solution. And at the origin of our modern slavery is the compliance for the taxation of virtually ephemeral services. A modern power is achieved by killing who should live and letting who should die live. And in the end, it's only a fringe of the population that commits the rest to commit the worst of crimes against other populations. And there are no real enemies, but just those who like to fight and those who like to be peaceful. And any prohibition only creates ever more sophisticated ways to reach the same goal. And we are late in our life when we realize that across the new seasons our sensibility reenacted the former ones. And in order for a culture to be there has to be the soil for cultivation and a cultivated cultivator. And as a tree knows that its fruit ought to be eaten in order for it to be regenerated, it also knows that this process has been disrupted. And as for seeds, any human nature has its time to manifest itself and its time to lie dormant. And it is to take advantage of the social benefits that we ought to disadvantage our own nature. And in a dogmatic environment, the only originality we can conceive is to put what is down up and vice versa. And while natural hardship enforces us, any unnatural one uses us without the possibility of refreshing. And by fighting the system, we only risk to enforce it, while by abstaining from it, we create a vacuum for its collapse. And the professional minimalism either forces us to be the roots or the trunks or the branches without figuring the entire system. And by getting fully equipped for one stage, we unconsciously move onto a different stage where the previous equipment is no longer valid. And if we do think we belong somewhere and don't follow up the transformation, the only thing left is self-destruction. An inspiration, if not followed up, turns into a complete downfall that forces us to destroy our premature creation. And unwilling to deal with any gatekeepers, our life will have to learn to flow around any of these gates. And if we could disclose what it is wholly from his eternal seclusion, we wouldn't be so secluded ourselves in the blaspheme. And we act most gentle, as we don't know the violence requested to accommodate our gentleness. And if some worldly ambitions are punished, we ought to realize that some spiritual ambitions may turn worldly. And when perfection is reached, it only needs to be maintained without necessarily overfeeding it.